Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Thank you for joining us for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. The Bible says that Jesus came into this world for the purpose of destroying the work of the devil. Those works included sin, sickness, poverty, and fear of all kinds. Jesus won the victory over the kingdom of darkness and shared that victory with you. Now, with the authority of His name and the power of His word, you have the covenant right to stay in the freedom that He's won for you. After the United States was attacked on September 11, 2001, Brother Copeland began reminding the body of Christ that fear is part of the curse that we've been redeemed from. No matter what's going on around us, we believers have the authority in the name of Jesus to live fear-free. God's love is the force that drives out all fear, and He's put His love in you when you were born again. Discover that keeping God's commandment of love gives you the boldness to overcome every fearful situation in this world.
Joshua chapter 1. Here's Moses stepping across, stepping out of this world. Joshua now is taking his place in command. God is speaking to him and commissioning him. He said, My servant is dead, in the second verse. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to thee, even to the children of Israel. Now I want you to notice how God talked to him. In verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. You meditate, Joshua, in the word of God until you begin to see things. You begin to observe things. You begin to know things. By meditating in the word, you find out how to do what I've told you to do. Now, that's the way anybody is supposed to do it. You meditate in the word of God till you know. You stay in it. This written word, is just as much a manifestation of God in the earth as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And nothing was made that was made without Him, without the Word, without God. Amen? This is a manifestation of God in the earth. Amen. Jesus based His entire ministry on what was written. Well, so did Joshua. Now, I want you to listen to what God said to him now. Once He said that, you stay in My word. Don't you talk things other than My word. And, read it again there. Day and night, you meditate therein, that you may observe, that you may see into it, to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt that you'll make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It wasn't good enough for him just to know what the word said. It wasn't good enough. That wasn't enough. He said, I'm telling you to meditate on it day and night until you understand what to do. Now, therein lies the answer for anybody. Amen. I mean, that's everybody's answer. The word of God. Whatever the question is, the word is the answer. Now listen, because we're going somewhere in the Word tonight. You stay with me now. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of a good courage, and be not afraid? He commanded him to fear not. Now I'll tell you right now, fear is not okay. over 110 times in one form or another throughout the Bible, God commanded, fear not. Now, Brother Copeland and I just don't understand that. How in the world can I get rid of fear? You can't just by deciding just to not be afraid anymore and then leave your Bible laying up on the mantle for the next 2 weeks. You can't do that. It won't work. You're going to have to do what he told Joshua to do. Joshua couldn't do it either. But he said, you meditate in my word day and night and you'll see how to do it. You'll see how to do it. You can walk without being afraid and without being dismayed. Now, that commandment, fear not. If God commanded it, then he would be unjust if he had not provided the way to do that. Wouldn't that be right? Turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear thou not. Does that sound like a suggestion to you? No, it's not a commandment. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Now, let's do something here and just open our thinking up a little bit, because 1 John 4, verses 15, 16, 17, 18 say there's no fear in love, and God is love. And he that confesses Jesus is the Son of love, the love dwells in him and he in God. Amen. So now watch this. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your love. I'm the God who loves you. That's outstanding, isn't it? Now, follow that on. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Make yourself a little note there. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Did you ever notice that you never equate fear with strength? Never, do you? Do you, Clyde? I mean, when you think about fear, you don't think about somebody that's strong. When you think about fear, you think about weakness. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, now, if you warp the idea of love, then there are those that say, well, you know, if you just act and just lovey-dovey all the time, they're going to walk all over you. Well, the Scripture says that. The Scripture said they consider us lambs to the slaughter, but we're more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. See, love never fails. Love is power. Sentimentalism is phony. Love is power. Sentimentalism is a misuse of love. Now, if it was not for the love of God, you would never see a manifestation of his power. The Bible doesn't major on God's power. It majors on the fact that God is love. It majors on his benevolence. His power was an expression of love and protection for his people. Verse 11. Well, wait a minute. I stopped halfway through the 10th verse. I will strengthen thee. I'm believing you made that note now, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's Jesus. Not only that, he is saying, I'm making oath to you, I'm swearing to you that you don't have to be afraid. Amen. Now, behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. You will seek them and not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, parentheses, who is love, will hold your right hand, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. Whew, glory to God. Then he said it again, fear not, I will help you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. How can I know that he's always there? Because he said, meditate in my word night and day. And you keep my word on your heart. You keep my word on your mind. And you'll know things. You'll understand things. You'll know what to do in situations. No use you being afraid. Fear comes from a lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, the word says. When the word of God is there, you don't have to be afraid. You know what to do. Now let's go over to 1 John. This book was written by the Apostle John. Let's talk about this man for a few moments. This apostle was known as the Apostle of Love. This man was the man that Jesus turned his mother over to while he was hanging on the cross. Now, I don't know about you, that got my attention. Amen. He said to this man, behold your mother, mother, behold your son. When all the rest of them broke and ran, John went into the trial court with him. There's no record of him ever running away from him. He stayed right with him the whole time. And they were threatening anybody that was a follower of his. Peter stood outside and just cussed like a sailor and denied him three times. What Peter did was just as bad as what Judas did. He just wasn't dumb enough to go kill himself for it. Amen. There was a moment in Peter's life where he was no longer in Jesus' personal staff. He was no longer a disciple. He was no longer an apostle. Actually, he wasn't an apostle yet. He wasn't in the group. Jesus turned around and said, go tell my people and Peter. Now that's tough stuff right there. You go tell my people and Peter. I'm telling you, Peter liked to mess this thing up. And of course, Jesus had compassion on him and ministered to him and to him and commissioned him to feed his sheep. Praise God. I'm glad he did. I'm glad Peter didn't miss out on this thing, aren't you? Amen. Now, this man, John, you notice a number of the apostles were killed, martyred, murdered, a different one, different people. And John the Baptist was murdered. Except this one. They tried to kill him and couldn't. Historical accounts said they boiled him in oil and it didn't hurt him. Well, boiling in oil, I mean, that ain't no worse than putting a guy in a fiery furnace, is it? Why? How come what he did was so powerful and so strong? Now, other people say, well, I don't understand how they were able to kill the Apostle Paul. They weren't until he got, they were not able until he got through.
That's right.
He said, I'm ready to be offered. And, you know, come on now. I mean, here is a guy that decided, well, anybody can lay down and die. But if I read the word right here, there might be just a little extra in it if they cut my head off. So I'll just become an offering. Oh, I like a guy like that. Glory to God. That's another one I want to talk to. Man, I hear people... Oh, Brother Copeland, Oh, I'm so afraid. I don't know what to do. And this guy says, offer him your head. Glory to God. He said, I've run the race. I kept the faith. I got the crown, brother. Amen. They couldn't kill him without his permission. No devil ought to be able to kill you without permission. Amen. And he won't if you'll walk in the same thing that he walked in. Amen. I'm telling you right now. How did he do that? Well, he tells you in 1 John how he did it. There are clues all the way through his ministry how he did it. They tried to kill him and couldn't. They tried to get rid of him and couldn't. So they went out there and got him and threw him out there on that old rock island called Patmos. He got out there and got in the Spirit and wrote the book of Revelation. Glory to God. I mean, you can't stop this old man. He just kept coming, just kept coming, just kept coming till he was done. Amen. Amen. Whoo, glory to God. I love it, don't you? Amen. Now, in 1 John, let's go over here. yeah, let's go to the 4th chapter, first of all. First John chapter 4, and let's begin reading in verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Now, you remember when he wrote and quoted Jesus when Jesus was praying, and Jesus said, Father, the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and that the world may know that you love them as much as you do me, in the 23rd verse there. Now, notice that's what this line is referring to. The love that is inside you is of God. That is the God kind of love that's in you. It is God Himself, yes, but if it was God in me, but that love was in Him and still under His command, but not under my command, like it was my love, then I would still, and you would still, be in a place where we would have to ask God if we could use His compassion, His glory, His love, and so forth. And religion got off into that. But the love that is in us is the love of God, who is love, has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So he said, the love that is in you is of God, and everyone that loves is born of love and knows God. You're born of love, and you begin to exercise that love by faith, and faith by that love. And you meditate in the word of love day and night, and you will what? You will begin to observe what to do with that love. It is of God, and the more you use it, the more you know God Himself. You get to where you know how He thinks. And the religious world will tell you, well, you never know what God's going to do. And you stand up and say, excuse me, I know what he's going to do. You better watch out. Oh, where you been going to church? Well, I just went to that believer's convention. Oh, I should have known. No, we're not speaking arrogantly of the fact that we know what God's going to do. He's already said what He's going to do in His Word, for one thing. And when you learn that God is love, there's no question about what He's going to do. I mean, you answer all theological ideas and questions about God when you say God is love. Everybody knows what love's supposed to be. Amen. Now, let's read on here a little bit. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that love sent His only begotten Son into the world, the Son of love, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent the Son of love to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if love so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Now, where did he get all of this kind of thing? He got it tagging along after Jesus. He's the one that quoted Jesus in saying, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Isn't that John 3:16? Same man. Amen. I believe he had a revelation of it before Jesus ever went to the cross. Now, notice where we're going with this. Verse 12. "No man hath seen love at any time. If we love one another, God, who is love, dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us." You've never seen him, but Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen him. And if we begin to love one another using the love that God put in us, which is the love of God, wherewith he loved Jesus and raised him from the dead, praise God. That same love, not a part of that love, but that same love in equal portion is living on the inside of you right now. And if you begin to love by faith, has nothing to do with what anybody else does or how they react, doesn't make anything to do with it. You just love them because the word says that we are to love one another. You keep that love commandment. You just wipe out everything else that anybody said or does or anything. And you begin to exercise that love. It's not going to be long to people around you. You're going to find out what God's like, what he looks like, what he acts like, what he says, and the kind of things that happens around him when he's on the scene. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right. Now look what he said in the 15th verse. "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of love, love dwelleth in him and he in love. And we have known and believed the love that God, who is love, has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God, who is love, dwells in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness." Boldness. Perfected love brings boldness. Why? Because it gets rid of fear. When there's no fear there, boldness is easy. You can be very bold when you know you're right. Amen. And you don't have any fear of who heard you be bold. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I mean, perfected love casteth out fear. That's what he says down here in the 18th verse. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, John said why he wrote this to the body of Christ in the very first two chapters. He said, "I write this to you that your joy may be made full." The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000. And let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
It's so hard to love that person who wronged me.
God, I don't know how you can love me when I'm always messing up.
It's time to break free from love-limiting thoughts and understand that God has given you the capacity for His love. Get Faith in God's Love, 4 messages by Kenneth Copeland, and begin to develop your faith concerning the love of God. He is love. If He dwells in you, then love dwells in you. God says His love has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. That means you have the ability to not only believe, but receive, give, and live by the love of God. And love never fails. When you order your thoughts, feelings, and will according to His Word, you can choose the love way every time. Become rooted and grounded in the love of God by putting His Word first place. All fear is cast out when you have faith in God's love. Order Faith in God's Love, the MP3 series by Kenneth Copeland. In these eye-opening messages, you'll be assured of God's love for you. Discover how you can share His love with those around you to bring victory and strength into their lives. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
God says in Isaiah 55:11, "My word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I please and will prosper in what I sent it to do." God's word never fails to work because God, who is love, never fails. The only force that will stop God's word from working in your life is fear. Fear works against faith, but when you renew your mind to the truth of God's love, it pushes fear out of your life and strengthens your faith to receive all that God has promised you. To learn more on how faith and love work together to stop fear and receive God's promises, the Copelands have a free gift that they want to send you called Faith in God's Love. It's easy to receive God's goodness when you understand the covenant love that He has for you. In this series, Brother Copeland will take you to scriptures that prove God loves you and has only good things planned for your life. Let these messages build your confidence in His everlasting love and drive fear out of your life. Your faith in His covenant promises will become strong, and you'll receive every blessing from your Heavenly Father. Faith in God's Love is available as an MP3 disc or as a digital download. And to request your free copy, please visit our website, kcm.org. And thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Spencer Nordyke reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.